3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I'm going to read this post. Most music videos do nothing good for a song. The video removes the subjective interpretation for the listener. Music is a listening experience. Most popular music videos I see nowadays involve suggestive clothing and sexual dancing. It's all about sex and being cool. I immediately think, who is this intended for? And conclude, probably not me. Maybe I would actually enjoy new music if I didn't have to associate it with twerking and shit from the music video. I feel that music is art that is subjective. The way I look at music is it can tell a story. It can also send a message that is relatable. That's how I define music. By the way, I like listening to R&B music where it talks about real, reliable things. My favorite types of songs is when it consists of hip-hop beats and in the R&B songs. That is one of my favorite songs. I love R&B. I listen to the songs that are on Spotify every day. I know that there are a number of music artists who know what music is. A lot of these bootleg rappers do not know what music is, how music works. I highly believe that the tone of the voice plays a role in the music. I always believe that the tone of the voice depends on the music, whether it can make or break the music. I mean, will it make sense for the music? Not all R&B music consists of contents that talks about sex and twerking, talking about money and stuff like that. There are a lot of rap music that talks about explicit things which are not relatable to millions of people. I always feel that singing the lyrics is a form of self-expression. I have something against certain types of music videos. I actually mean music videos that are recorded in a lazy way. I feel that there are some music videos that make sense and match with the lyrics of the song. This is no means to offend videographers who do this. You can find videographers anywhere. I'm sure that there are videographers who make money from their own YouTube channel. I can't hate on the videographers because that is what they do for a living. Let them make their bread. Let them cash out their checks. I'm not going to stop every music artist from recording music videos. I'm not going to stop their hustle. Based on how many music videos I watched, I noticed how much work people added with the visuals and the facade they put up. That is part of the expenses we have to acknowledge. Actually, I get tired of people being very extra. No one asked for it. No one asked for the extra things in the music video. The visuals have nothing to do with the lyrics of the song. You would ask yourself, what is going on? Why is this happening? Who said that this should have happened? Why is this in the music video? Where did this come from? I just don't like that a music video is required if it's not going to happen. I would rather watch an animation video with the words than watch a music video that does not match with the lyrics of the song. I don't find a lot of music videos as art because, again, it does not match the lyrics. Why is it required to have a music video if you don't want to match the visuals of the lyrics? What I can do is listen to the songs on Spotify. I use SoundCloud. None of the fans asked for a music video. That has nothing to do with the lyrics of the song. Some people are annoyed by other people.
and they don't find it a big deal because they like the way the music sounds and they like the sound of the voice. I guess that the reason this happens is that they want the YouTube money. That is why we see music videos, whether it matches the lyrics of the song or not. I feel that's deeper than videographers doing their job. I can't take it away from them. They are cashing out the YouTube checks. I'm very glad a lot of people are seeing through the BS where a lot of music videos do not make sense. I understand the music videos get millions of views. I mean, popular ones. I choose lyric videos over music videos because I can just stare at the words of the lyrics. I could care less about the visuals. When I was young, I did not have a lot of knowledge on why people have something against music videos, why it had existed. I remembered watching a lot of MTV music videos when I was very young. I saw Gwen Stefani, Britney Spears, rapper Eve, rapper Lil' Kim, the R&B singers, the rap artists. I saw other people too. I always thought that they were required and it was important. Right now, the music videos, a lot of them have nothing to do with the lyrics of the song. I can never hate the art of the music videos, the aesthetics, how complicated the visuals look in the music videos. It's very clear that the concept of a lot of music videos, not all, they suck. I always focus on the lyrics because I feel that it is the point of the song, whether the music artist writes it or someone else wrote it. I always feel bad for videographers who see through the BS. I always focus on the lyrics because I feel that it's the point of the song, whether the music artist wrote it or someone else wrote it. I can't get mad at the videographers. They know that they are obligated to do it because it is part of their livelihood. I'm not saying that videographers should not do their jobs, whether it's a music video or not. Who actually knows that is too much work? Who actually knows that it's not okay to put up a facade, if that makes sense? At the same time, I'm not going to knock a videographer who is used to recording music videos. A lot of the music videos we have seen are explicit. Some of them are excessive. I get the part where we see people twerking and shaking their ass. A lot of explicit physical things happen. It bothers a lot of people, and I get why we see stuff like this happening because it's explicitly content. Their music is explicit, not friendly. I remember the good old days when I watched music videos on MTV Channel. I was very young watching them. I want to say that I grew up in the early 2000s watching them. Right now, I just feel that there's so much power to music videos. People can be heavily influenced by music videos, especially the ones that were highly produced in the early 2000s. I feel that a lot of music videos have the potential to demonstrate what art is as long as it makes sense to the lyrics. I remembered watching the group TLC. One of the most well-known songs that I know of from them are songs like Waterfalls. And I remember the other ones, but I don't want to name them. I don't want to make this too long. One of the songs that I remember from TLC is songs like Waterfalls. I want to bring up Britney Spears because she was someone that I watched a lot. She was someone that I admired as a kid. I remember the rappers such as Lil' Kim. These people were the ones, in my opinion, who had relatable music videos. There are other music artists that I know who had relatable music videos. I hope that it makes sense. I remembered seeing Sean Kingston in a lot of music videos when I was young. I remembered seeing Jess McCartney in a lot of his music videos. Let's say Lady Gaga, for example. I watched her music videos when I was young. I want to include Beyoncé in it. I remembered watching Rihanna's music videos. I remembered watching Ne-Yo's music videos. T-Pain is also one of them as well. We are in a time period where in certain music genres, people don't know how music videos work. I get that it's expensive for several reasons. When it comes to music videos, I did not always see people do something too explicit when I was very young. In the music video, I don't have a problem with choreographed dances in a music video as long as it matches the lyrics of the song. I want to talk about what would happen if there were no music videos. What would happen if they did not exist? the opportunities for videographers would still be big, in my opinion. I'm not saying that videographers will be limited from career opportunities. I'm not saying that videographers are limited from working with certain people, depending on what people do. That is my opinion. I believe that there are people who don't find it a big deal for the music videos, not relating to the lyrics. They will not be paid the way they are today. Well, actually, that's wrong. I highly believe that there are a lot of opportunities for videographers. I know a couple of people who want to pursue a career in being a videographer. They want to pursue a career in film. That's very exciting. Shout out to those who are pursuing a career in videography. Let me include film as well. They can record a commercial for a major brand, skincare brand, a cologne brand, perfume line, a luxury brand, toothpaste line, dental care line, hair care product lines, athletic training wear in a commercial, Adidas, Nike, Puma. I think that without recording music videos for music artists, there are opportunities to be a videographer. Again, people can record movies. People can record a YouTube video. There are videographers who must get paid by YouTubers with a lot of subscribers. That's an opportunity that I believe a lot of videographers would be blessed with. I'm sure that these people get paid well for being a videographer. I'm assuming that those who do it a lot get paid well. I'm talking about working with major YouTubers as a videographer. I would like to be a professional videographer where I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it requires a lot of professional equipment, especially if I am working with a major brand. For a lot of music videographers, they must be using professional equipment to record music videos. It may cost thousands of dollars to buy it. I don't know if the equipment is rented or not. I can imagine that it's overly expensive. I'm not sure about it. I would stick with listening to the audios on Spotify and YouTube if you're not interested in music videos. Maybe video lyrics as well if you just don't find it appealing. Most people don't know the hype with the music videos that feature explicit content because they will still pass by it every time they see it. I mean, skip it. Part of me believes that people are not going to know the ins and outs of music videos. I mean, the importance of music videos. If music videos are rare and they don't exist, then there would be no music awards. There would be no such thing as the best music video award. There would be no such thing as the top 5 or top 10 music video awards.
I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.